Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Teal Ridge from Hot Butcher for the World. Thank you to Hot Butcher for sending this. I will leave a link down below if you want to go check out their website. Now, I have had Teal Ridge before in 2019. I did have a friend. Sorry for all the dogs if you guys can hear that. I did have a friend bring me back Teal Ridge, and there was another one from Chicago from them. So this is a Citra Simcoe Vic Secret Eldorado Hop Double India Pale Ale, 7.5% ABV. This one was canned on 9/8/21, and actually I just got another beer mail from them, and it has two more of these in it. So I might try and find something a little different to do with the rest of them, because now I have three of them. But hey, it's beer, I'll drink it. So let's go ahead and get this open and see what we think about it. I did not watch the review before, but maybe I'll link it down below and you guys can check out the old one versus the new one if that's something you're into. I know I definitely will go back and watch the old one as I'm probably drinking this one, just to see, maybe has my palate changed? Am I picking something different up? Who knows? Off-white colored head, a touch of yellowness, pretty much all small bubbles. I do have a couple medium ones in there. About a finger and a half of head, bubbles on the side are compact like dish soap. For the color, yellow, a hint of orange. Now, I just got done doing another one, and that one had more yellow in it. This, I mean, more orange in it. This is more, it's like the opposite. This one has more yellow, the other one had more orange. So, which I'm guessing it's the hop oils. I mean, it could be the malts, but I also know the hop oils can change the color a little bit. You can't see through it. Double New England IPA looks good. Let's go ahead and smell. I almost want to say like more of a sweet tart smell. But citrus, Nuss and Savant, right? It's kind of stinky. Or I'm sorry, Vic Secret. It's kind of stinky. It could be the Eldorado too, I guess. Yeah, I get a little of that like sweet tart, but then it's like stinky, like a pomegranate something in there. Yeah, it smells good. Let's go ahead and taste. More, what is that? It's more on the citrus side, more citrus bitterness, pomegranate. Seems, let me take another drink. Like, I almost want to say tangy, like tangy bitterness in the back, like kind of a grapefruit, but not like full on grapefruit, like a orange going back, then kind of turns into like a bitter grapefruit, tangy grapefruit, something like that. Let's pour some more in here. Oh, this one's full too. I'm going to stop right there. I have to say, so I just got done doing another Hot Butcher beer and this beer. These are the first two that I can remember that's actually had stuff in the bottom. Yeast in the bottom of them, which is weird, but it is what it is. This one, and it could be because I just had that other one, this one's kind of muted. Like, I'm trying to think what's on the back. It has to be, I almost want to say white grape now. Like a white grape, sweet citrus, some kind of zest is what I would go with. But I get like a pomegranate. Some kind of pomegranate. So the first time I scored this a 4.5, I would go 4 now. I don't know if that was back when I was first getting into all these New England IPAs, but I would go 4 out of 5 on this one. Let's go ahead and see how bad I'm off. Lush citrus pulp. Fresh, what is that? Something pine. Sappy pine. And tropical, vibrant tropical fruit. So I kind of got the citrus, but pine? I think it should say sweet. I could see like sweet tropical fruit. Definitely see that. Because it's got that sweetness like that a double IPA would bring with that malt bill. And I do get that. And I get the citrus. But yeah, there's like a pomegranate. In there. But definitely a good drinker. But yeah, I would go 4 out of 5. Let's check Untappd. None of my friends have had this, which is very weird. 3.3K people have checked it in 4.27. Tropical citrus, piney, sweet citrus. Okay, so sweetness is on here. 3.75, 4.25, 4, a bit too sweet. I could get behind that too. Most of the time I like my double New England IPAs to have more bitterness, and this is kind of on the sweet side. But yeah, definitely a good one to pick up if you can get your hands on it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.